We know that people raise the question, how could you say, in reference to the Rebbe, that he's Mashiach after Gimel Tammuz? And some people are very upset about it, that it's against Halacha and it's this and that. So, just to mention a few points to know what to answer when this question comes up. And again, the Rebbe Shizal Health and the question shouldn't be relevant anymore because we'll have the Hezgalas taken from Yad Mamish. But again, it's Gimel Tammuz today. And on a day like today, it's more negay than ever that we have to declare our amuna and our betachin and our commitment to the Rebbe's words. Basically, it's very clear in many, many different sources, and if I would have had the time, I would have prepared enough sheets to go around and to point it out. But there are many sources, and anyone, I guess, who really wants to have the sources on paper, if you can contact me later and I can make copies and give them to you. But there are many sources where it actually describes that this is the way Mashiach will come, that first he will come Nizgala, and after he becomes Nizgala, he'll be hidden from us, and after he'll be hidden from us, then he'll become Nizgala, and everyone will accept him. And there are many sources for this, and there's a source, Pashat in Rashi. In Rashi, this is something, if you remember, you can look it up, at the end of Daniel, there's a pasuk where it says, Ashrei HaMechaker, which means fortunate will be those people who wait for Mashiach. So normally this would be interpreted to mean fortunate are those people that won't give up Golus and wait for Mashiach. Rashi says no. It means fortunate are those people that after Mashiach comes and is revealed, and then he's going to be hidden, and that's when some people might give up waiting. Fortunate are those that his being hidden will not stop them from waiting for Mashiach to become Nizgala again. This is not a hidden medrash, and it's not somewhere in Kabbalah, it's Rashi and Chumash. What? It's the last Perek of Daniel, Pasuk Yud Beis, it's next to the last Pasuk in Daniel. And then there are a number of Medrashim which say that this is the way the Hizgalas of Mashiach will take place. And in fact, in Mitzrayim, the same happened with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu came, then he was hidden for 6 months, according to some opinions. And when he was hidden, it was a very big nesoyin. Because when he first came, not everybody believed. And people didn't think that it was true. And now, on top of that, Paray gave them more tzaras than before. And on top of that, this Moshe Rabbeinu that he said he was sent by Hashem to take us out of Golus disappears. And he's not around. It was a very big nesoyin. And it says in a number of Mefarshim, one of them is the Chassam Sefer on Chumash, and the other one is Rabbeinu Bechaya on Chumash, and then it's all based on the Medrash, Rabba on the Pasuk, Hinei Zeba, where the Medrash says that the same Nisayan that happened by Moshe Rabbeinu is going to happen by Melech HaMashiach. He's going to become Nizgala, then he'll be hidden, and then there'll be those that because of this, they'll stop believing in him, and then it'll be a big Nisayan, and it'll become Nizgala again. Again, this is something very clear. People can look this up in Teres Moshe from the Chassam Sefer. They can look, what? Parsha Shmois, the end of Parsha Shmois. And you can look it up in Rabbeinu Bechaya in the same place, the end of Parsha Shmois. And you can look it up in the Medrash Rabbah on Shir HaShirim, on the Pasuk of Hinei Zeba, which is Parsha Beis. Deime Deili Litzvi. Because a deer also is that way. It runs in the forest. First you see it, and then you don't see it. It hides behind the trees, then it comes out again. It means that Mashiach will be like a deer, and the Medrash describes how this happened by Moshe Rabbeinu, and the same will happen with Melech HaMashiach.